The Pat Trafford Junior Hawks come back to beat SW Jack 10-8 Tuesday night and claim their second straight Youth Legion Western Regional Championship. The Drillers posted four runs between the first two innings, but Pat Trafford answered with a four spot in the top of the fourth, to which SW Jack responded with three runs in the bottom half to take a 7-4 lead. But Pat Trafford jumped on SW Jack reliever Riley George, scoring run in the top of the fifth, then five in the top of the sixth to carry a 10-7 lead into the bottom half. SW Jack can only muster one more run through the final two innings, that coming off an RBI single by Chase Force. And Pat Trafford also got some quality relief from Evan Gelati. He earned the win with three innings of one hit, one run ball, that run unearned. He also struck out five in the process. Riley George suffered the loss. He tried holding down the win for Chase Force, who went five innings, but George was hit hard. He gave up five runs, four of them earned through two innings, gave up two walks and four hits. Pat Trafford was led offensively by Caleb Kerstetter, who went 3-for-4 with two doubles and an RBI. Evan Gelati, along with his quality relief, went 2-for-3 at the plate with a pair of RBIs. Chase Force went 2-for-3 for SW Jack with an RBI and three stolen bases. Shane McHugh added a pair of singles, and George added a double at the plate. Pat Trafford comes back to beat SW Jack 10-8 to claim their second straight Youth Legion Western Regional Championship. They will be the number one seed from the West when the state tournament starts this Saturday. Reporting from First Commonwealth Bank Field in Homer City, I'm Jake Slobodnik for your hometown station.